tonight we thank you for turning over the tables of justice on our behalf.
We celebrate the fact that accountability was given. Justice wasn't served. Accountability was given. Justice would be George Floyd still being able to hug his daughter, who keeps continuously telling people that her daddy changed the world.
There's joy in watching accountability actually being given to somebody for the actions that they committed. There's joy in that, but there's joy also in the work that still needs to be done around what police and criminal justice reform looks like. He was convicted on all three charges, and also at the same time, Makia Bryant was gunned down by police in Columbus, Ohio.
Because we knew it was ever present, right? There were going to be people who was going to be like, well, what more is there that I can do? This can't be the end. And that's what I feel like was happening with everybody that was here. This isn't the end. We have way more. I mean, I guess it goes back to, it feels like home, right? It feels like it was so many faces that I haven't actually got to see since last year. And then being able to see them now after this verdict, which George Floyd was the reason they came out, right? And it's almost like a, I don't even know. It's not closure, but it is closure at the same time. But it's also like a, oh, y'all are really in it to win it and to keep pushing forward. So it felt good.
Well, it was good to see justice done this particular time, but there are so many other times when things aren't working out as well as they did. A cop does something wrong, he's done something wrong.
We are moving in a new direction. We're moving in a new direction as a nation, as a city, and as a community. People are being enlightened, and the love of God is raining on God's people.